Boker Tov, everyone. We are starting very excitedly. Hirchos Kriyat Shema today. We're up to Siman and Ches. We're up to page 180. Before we start, really, Hirchos Kriyat Shema, just a little bit of a quick introduction. And that we have to turn to Siman Samach Gimel, Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Tet Zayin. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Tet Zayin, Siman Samach Gimel. He brings down over here, what is the mitzvah? Which parts of Kriyat Shema is really the mitzvah d'oraisa? We have to read all of Kriyat Shema, that's for sure. But which parts are d'oraisa, which parts are only d'rabbanan, and that's Eva Chol, there's going to be many nafkaminas about this also, as we go through Hilchos Kriyat Shema. You see in the first wide line, he brings down three opinions over here. It starts the end of the last skinny line. V'dat, yesh gimel deos ben aposkim. There are three opinions over here ben aposkim. What is the d'oraisa part of Kriyat Shema? Yesh omrim d'rak pasuk rishon bilvadu mina Torah. Some say that only the first pasuk, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, that is the only d'oraisa part of Kriyat Shema. Also, the parasha of Yahafta is the second opinion. And the third opinion, some say also, Vayayim Shamua is also part of the Doraisa, part of Kriyat Shema. That's a three-way machlokas over here. Vayomer, everyone agrees, is not Doraisa. Okay, it could be Doraisa because you mentioned Zichias, Yitzias, Mitzrayim over there. That's a separate mitzvah, but the mitzvah of Kriyat saying Kriyat Shema. B'shach v'chov kumecha, three different opinions. We'll see Diokim later on. That many opinions hold that really the first opinion, the most make-up opinion, the first sentence, is the main part of Kriyat Shema. However, generally we try and read all of Kriyat Shema during the Zman and things like that in order to get it in terms of our mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. So that's just in our, put it in our back of our heads as we go through Hilchos Kriyat Shema. Here we go, Sif Aleph Siman Nun Ches. Zman Kriyat Shema Shel Shacharis. We start with the Zman Kriyat Shema Shel Shacharis. When is the Zman Kriyat Shema Shel Shacharis? Anyone learned Maseches Brachos knows Mishiyuras Chaver Rogim Al Ketzas Brichok Dagdamis VeYakirenu. What we call the Zman of Mishiyakir. Let's translate the words over here. Mishiyuras Chaver. It's a time where you would see your friend. Harogili mo ktsas, that you somewhat are familiar with them. He's not your best friend, but it's not someone that you never met before. It's someone, you know. And Rogel is like, you'll see him from four amos away, and you would see him. Obviously, we're talking about it before there were street lights, before there's things, just by the light that's coming from the moon and the sun starting to come up. Only at that point, when you have Mishiyakir, at that point, you could go ahead and read. That's the Zman of Kriyat Shema. Okay? This is Be'erech. Be'erech, about an hour, between 50 minutes and an hour before Netzachama, before sunrise. Okay? That is what we hold over here. V'nimshach Zmana at Sof Gimel Shaus. The Zman of Kriyat Shema lasts for the next three halachic hours. The halachic day is split into 12 hours of daytime during the winter that we're standing in right now. The daytime is much shorter, so every hour is a shorter hour. Okay? You only have 12. You split the daytime into equal parts. We'll get to that more in a little bit. The third hour, up to the third hour into the day, including the third hour, is the Zman of Kriyat Shu Revi'a Yom, which is a fourth of the day. Okay? 12 divided by 3 has obviously the 4. So, that's a fourth of the day. Umitzah min ha-mavchar. The mitzvah min ha-mavchar, the best time to read Kriyat Shema Likrosa Kivasikin. It is the best time to read a Kivasikin, which is not a Zman of the day. Kivasikin was like the Vasikin, which are many different Perushim. Who were those Vasikin? Vasikin literally means old people. But over here it says Perush Talmidim. Some say it's a Talmidim. Virashi Perush Anashim Anovim Mulchabim Mitzvahs. They were humble people who loved the mitzvahs, and therefore they wanted to be able to do the mitzvahs in the right and the best time as possible. Therefore, they go ahead and create Kriyat Shema with the sunrise. What is this? Shayu mechavnin likrosa me'at kodem ha'netzachama. They were real like the Vasikin. Okay, see over here, Vasikin didn't mean at, it means like the Vasikin. We used to read Kriyat Shema a little bit before Netzachama. A little bit before Netzachama. Kedei sheyisayim Kriyat Shema u'birchasa ima Netzachama. In order that he finished Kriyat Shema and all its brachos before Netzachama. V'yismelcha tefila miyad ha'netzachama. In order that you could start your Shmon Esrei mamish at Netzachama. Okay, so the Iker time of reading Kriyat Shema is a couple minutes before Nates, in order that you can go ahead and daven Shmona Esrei with the sunrise. Someone who's able to do this in daven Vasikin, his schar is very, very great. Okay, so those tzaddikim who go ahead and go to the Kotel every day, daven Vasikin, those have a lot of schar who are able to daven Vasikin. Obviously, in a yeshiva environment, obviously you go after the stardom of the yeshiva, that is the most important thing to do to make sure that your stardom is set up and not go ahead and be parshmin and tzumar. Even though it's expensive, vasikin, nevertheless, you still die, you go with the stardom of the yeshiva. But the best time in a perfect world is to daven, Netzachama, in order to say Kriyat Shema before and Shmoneh Esrei and into Netzachama. Shir Netzachama Ukmo Shir Sha Achas Kodim Shiala Kol Guf Hashem Shalah Aretz. And he just explains us Netzachama is about an hour until the sun is completely risen above the horizon. At that point, that is what Netzachama. We have calendars nowadays that will tell you exactly what Netzachama is. Okay, there's machlokas in the calendars of how to calculate things, but generally we have calendars that we able to tell us, and therefore nowadays we have literally a precise time in order to go ahead and say and daven vasik. Fine. Now we have a lot of things to discuss over here. We saw a lot of things in this mechaber. Just to chaz over here, we see Zman Kriyat Shema is lechatchila. The starting point is at Mishiyaker, about 50 minutes an hour before Netzachama. So if you're davening any Netzachama, you're going to daven Kriyat Shema well after that time, and that's going to be perfect. Okay, that's the lechatchila time. We'll see later on that really b'diavad you're going to be yotzi already from Amuda Shachar, from Alosa Shachar, which Mina Yerushalayim is about an hour and a half before Netzachama. Okay, so today was exactly, if you look in the Luach Tukachinsky, today 5 a.m. on the dot was Amud Shachar. Okay, so about 40 minutes later, between a half hour and 40 minutes later, would have been Mishiyak. Would have been Mishiyak. Okay, that's the Iker time. The time lasts until 3 hours of the day. However, the Iker time to read it is right before Netzachama, in order that you go ahead and say Shmon Esrei, which I want to take over here and be Choker the final Chakira. When we have the din of Netzachama, when we want to daven Netzachama, what's that? What's the important? Is that importance only to daven Shmon Esrei at Netz? Or is it a din also in Kriyat Shema? Meaning, is it significant to say Kriyat Shema before Netz because it's a better Kriyat Shema? Or is it just significant to say Kriyat Shema right before Netz in order that you can say Shmon Esrei at Netz? Do you understand? Is it din only in Shmon Esrei? Or is it also a din in Kriyat Shema? If you look in Maseches Yuma Lamed Zayin Amabez, it's Meduyak over there, then it seems to be it's also a din in Kriyat Shema. Not just in order to daven Shmon Esrei with a Netz, but there's a Maila to say Kriyat Shema. Over here, if you see the words of the Mechaber, does not sound like that. The words of the Mechaber over here says, "She mechavni likroso ma'at kodem ha'netzachama, kidei she'isayin kriyat shema v'chazayin ha'netzachama v'yismach ha'tfilo miyad mi'ha'netzachama." It sounds like he's saying it's just a din in order that you say Shmon Esrei with the Netzachama. Okay, that's very, very nice. However, you have the Skwar in Yuma. And furthermore, another better deek might be is that where does the Mechaber put this? He puts it in Hilchas Kriyat Shema. He doesn't say it in Hilchas Tefillah, which we'll see it over there also, but it's a din in Hilchas Kriyat Shema. And therefore, there are many poskim who hold it is also a din in Kriyat Shema. What's the nafkamina? If we look down in Marina Rabbeinu Nevinzal over here, in Dibur HaMaschel, Ma'at Kodem, in Dibur HaMaschel, Ma'at Kodem, he says, Mishi Yut Oru Ma'at, Ma'at, if they are Netzachama. Someone who wakes up. Today, Netz was, let's say, 6:35 around. Okay, 6:35, he wakes up at 6:25. He's not going to be able to daven vasik, and he's not going to be able to get dressed and be able to daven like a normal person, and that Shmon Esrei at 6:35, but he's up before Netzachama. Says Moreno Rabbeinu of Nevitzal, Yevarech Birkas HaTorah, he should first go ahead and Birkas HaTorah, V'yikor Kriyat Shema, and say Kriyat Shema now. Why? Because it's a din in Kriyat Shema. It's in Kriyat Shema, saying Kriyat Shema before Netz HaChama. You see over here, that's going to be the nafkamin over here. He's the shitas over here, Marina Rabbeinu, is the shitas that they have to say Birkas Kriyat Shema before, you have to say Birkas HaTorah before stating Kriyat Shema. That's Nevinzal's opinion. And there you go ahead and say Kriyat Shema. Afilim ain't p'nai l'aniach tefillin, you don't have time to put on tefillin. V'yasrachal yupali kro Kriyat Shema. Ima brachos later on, you'll go ahead and say Kriyat Shema again with the brachos and into Shmon Esrei when you go to your, whatever, 7 o'clock minyan, 8 o'clock minyan, whatever it might be. But there's an inyan of saying Kriyat Shema right before Netz in and of itself. That is the position of Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzal. I hear this from Rav Willig also. Many poskim hold that there's an inyan of also Kriyat Shema before Netz HaChama. So if you wake up early in the morning and you're not going to be diving till later on, but you're up before Netz, there's an inyan to go ahead and say Kriyat Shema before Netz. Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzal told me, where you get exactly this man, I can't tell you. He said 7 minutes before Netz, that's the time that you should say Kriyat Shema. Don't say it 50 minutes before Netz or 30 minutes before Netz. You say it about between 7 minutes and up to Netz HaChama. That would be this mitzvah, Mina Mufcha. Okay, so that is the din over here. Now, one more har over here. The first har over here, dear Masel Mishi Yira, he says, "Mani Ashkia Vazricha L'Misha Tas B'Matos." How do you, let's say, you're traveling on an airplane? How do you figure out zmanim if you're traveling on an airplane? Traveling on an airplane, zmanim are much, very much different. How do you figure out Zmanim over there? So Nikboim al pi anira al karka shetachad amatotz kach pin pasach admor zal or shoma zal and paskin that you go after wherever you're flying over, the Zmanim go after what's exactly underneath you. And therefore, if you're flying over Zimbabwe, so Zimbabwe, the Zmanim in Zimbabwe, that's the Zmanim of tefillah right now. Okay, Baruch Hashem, we have a technology and you have the Zmanim and all these old websites. You can type in your flight information. It'll give you the Zmanim for the airplane itself. If you're a half hour delayed, an hour delayed, it'll calculate all those things if you want when you're going on and like to know, because a lot of times, especially when traveling in the directions where the sun is going to set very quickly, you could very, very easily miss Zman. You can fall asleep for a couple hours and miss total Zman Tfilo, Zman Kriyachma, and therefore it's kedai to know the Zman before you get on an airplane. Fine. Moving on. Mishnah Berurah over here, Sivkatan Aleph, says the following. Zman Kriyachma. He says, Ubirkas Kriyachma Lufanea Gankin in Lomar Kodan Zman Azeh. Not only this Zman Kriyachma that you should lichatchila wait till Mishiyakir, 50 times an hour before Netzachama, it didn't Kriyachma itself, but it's also it didn't Birkas Kriyachma. You should make sure that Birkas Kriyachma is also after this time. Okay? That's what the Mishnah Berurah brings down over here in Sivkatan Aleph. Now, famous machlokas over here in terms of Zman Kriyachma, we said it goes from Mishiyakir until the end of the third hour. We probably all have heard of the machlokas between the Gra and the Magen Avraham about Zman Tefillah. We have the Magen Avraham, which is the earlier Zman, and the Gra, which is the later Zman. But what is this based on? What is the machlokas? So it's a very simple calculation over here. I mean, not so simple, but it's a pretty straightforward. If you look at Mishnah Berurah, you've cut in doubt. It says Gimel Shalos. You have it until Gimel Shalos. Why do you have it until Gimel Shalos? Shekein, it says Ushachba of Kumuv Kumecha. It's the time of the time until the time where people wake up. So you have to realize, back in the day, people didn't wake up late. They used to wake up. Everyone was waking up. So why could you then daven until, say, Kriyachma, until third hour of the day? The princes used to wake up in the third hour of the day. Everyone else would be up way before that. Therefore, it's still considered Kumecha, and you can read up until the third time. Now, the Machlokas, the Magen Avraham and the Gra, is going to be how to calculate this Zman. When do you start counting the day, and when do you end off the day? When does the day start? When does the day end? Says the Mishnah Berurah over here. Umonin elo gimel shaos mizman amuda shachar kein katav Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham holds you start at amuda shachar at dawn. That's when the day starts, and therefore that's when you start calculating the day, and it goes until seisa kolchavim. So you start in the first crack of dawn, and it goes all the way until Tzeis HaKochavim. So the Magen Avraham has a very long day, but it starts much earlier, as opposed to the Gra. The Gra holds, you only start counting at Netz. You only start counting an hour and a half, or an hour and 12 minutes, depending on what you hold on when the Shachar is, after the Zman of the Magen Avraham. So the Gra goes from Netz HaKama, and he ends the day much earlier at Shkia. At Shkia, when the sun goes out, he goes sunrise, to sunset is the Gra. Sunrise till sunset. Magen Avraham goes from Amud HaShachar until Tzeis HaKochavim. That's his Shita. So the Magen Avraham is going to be starting, even though each hour is longer according to the Magen Avraham. He split up 12 from Alos HaShachar until Tzeis HaKochavim. But nevertheless, he starts much earlier. He starts much earlier, and therefore the Magzman of the Magen Avraham is always going to be before the Gra, because he starts counting much earlier in the day. Okay, that's the machlokas between the Magen Avraham and the Gra. Many, many, many Ashkenazim rely on the Shita of the Gra over here by Kriyat Shema. And they hold that you wait, it's okay if you wake up a little late, you dive in with the Kriyat Shema of the Gra, you're going to be fine. That was the Minog. And a bunch of Ashkenazim, it seems to be that by the Svartim, they were always more Makbid to dive in earlier, and they were more Makbid on Zman Magen Avraham. However, Moreno Rabbeinu of Nevensaw, if you look in the back of the Krach, over here, he says, as we said this earlier on also, when we learned about the din of saying Kriyat Shema before Tefillah, says Moreno Rabbeinu of Nevensaw Dibra Maschel Vidas. Okay, once again, on page 304, he says, Ein Lino Kagro, one should not be knowing like the Gra. Dizmane Kriyachma Hemidaraisa, very, very simple. Svar over here, and that is generally how we paskin is Savik Dirabon Lakula, Savik Daraisa Lachomra. So we have a machlokas over here between the Magen Avraham and the Gra, even though the Gra carries a lot of weight in halacha, nevertheless, it's still a Savik Daraisa. Therefore, says the Marina Rabbeinu of Nevensaw that you should be makpid to make sure that you say Kriyat Shema before the Zman of the Magen Avraham and not to rely on the Gra. and he brings this down before Bishem Bishem the stiper also Kanievsky. Okay, Hora Shavu Bishagroi Chriyam Edin Laakal Edidon Zesfeka Daraisa. It's a Sfeka Daraisa, and therefore you should say Kriyachra before the Magen Avraham. What this translates to be, as Shlomo Zalman points out also, is even though we're going to be machped to try and say Kriyachra as the Magen Avraham time, which is usually between 40 minutes and an hour after the Gra, an hour, 10 minutes after the Gra, okay? Before the Gra. So all you have to do is make sure you say Kriyat Shema during this time. Even if you don't have your tefillin on yet, even if you're going to be davening a later minion that's going to be saying Kriyat Shema with the Gra's time, when you wake up, go ahead and say Kriyat Shema, the Zman of the Magen Avraham, and then you get into this Savik Daraisa, and you make a Tanai, you say whatever Kriyat Shema is going to be better, that's the one I want to be Yotze with. Okay, so there is an Indian to try and be machmir for the Shita of the Magen Avraham, because at the end of the day, you're dealing with a Safek Daraisa. Now, we also mentioned earlier on, we mentioned the Gra and Simin Min Vav, who held another, the Gra had a separate din that was also Chumi, said that you shouldn't really read Kriyat Shema by yourself without its bracha. You should only read Kriyat Shema with its brachas. Okay, and that we said also, if you're reading like the Magen Avraham, you could be Mekel, the Magen Avraham, just say the Magen Avraham without its brachas. Later on, when you say it during the Zman of the Kriyat Shema, the Gra, you'll say it with its brachas. It's better not to dive in the minion where you're going to be diving later on that you're going to miss Kriyat Shema with its brachas altogether, even though if you're going to read Kriyat Shema before the Zman of the Gra. Okay, Shlomo Zalman holds that one should skip Psukei Dezimra. So important it is to say Kriyat Shema with its brachas. That better to daven in a minion, we're going to have to skip parts of Psukei Dezimra in order that you could go ahead and say Kriyat Shema with its brachos, rather than go to a later minion where you're not going to have to skip Psukei Dezimra, but you're going to miss my Kriyat Shema with its brachos. Even if you said Kriyat Shema earlier on, to say Kriyat Shema with its brachos is the best way of saying Kriyat Shema. Therefore, better to go to a minion that you're going to have to skip parts of Psukei Dezimra in order to say Brachos Kriyat Shema with Kriyat Shema. Okay? Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkat Hey, okay, this is also a very important. Now, how much of Kriyat Shema do you have to say before the end of Sos Zman Kriyat? If you're davening your minion, it's a suffix, you're going to make Zman Kriyat Shema, you're not going to make Zman Kriyat Shema. You get up there right before Zman Kriyat Shema, how much of Kriyat Shema do you have to say? Says the Mishnah Berurah over here, Sifkat Hey, six lines down. End of the line, he says, V'tzarich l'gomra kula b'zmana. The sheet of the Mishnah Berurah is, you have to finish all of Kriyat Shema. All of Kriyat Shema. So it's true. If you wanted to, according to the Daraisa, it's going to go by the Daraisa, whatever the Daraisa part of Kriyat Shema is. But over here he's saying, even the Durabonim parts, you should also finish that before Zman Kriyat Shema. Okay, you're supposed to finish it. This is not like the Shita of the Rosh Hashokhan. The Rosh Hashokhan quoting an Agadic Tosos. It's very interesting how he pulls this from, not getting into now, by Bilam. He holds the Rosh Hashokhan, this Bedaik from a Tosos, that you only have to start Kriyat Shema B'Zman. Okay, if you didn't just start the Kriyat Shema B'Zman, that's going to be good enough. But you see clearly over here, the Mishnah Berurah does not hold like this. The Mishnah Berurah holds they have to finish all of Zman Kriyat Shema before it is time. Okay, Bezrat Hashem, we will stop over here. We have a couple more hours before moving on, but we'll start with those Bezrat Hashem next time. Adkan for today.